In 1637, about 30 English families were newly settled in Dedham, Massachusetts. Now, generally, the colonists who settled were from a particular town in England, and they all knew each other. When they settled here, they came in their town groupings. But by contrast, the settlers in Dedham came from different places in England. They were strangers, similar to our modern suburbanites. In the beginning, they planted crops and built homes and established rules and order. And when it came time to gather in spiritual communion, as they called it, they paused. They realized that there were some important questions to address. And equally important, they needed to get to know each other in deeper ways. So they met weekly in homes, learning together and naming their values. Meetings were open and all were welcome. The discussions focused less on the Bible and more on creating a civil society. They knew that the free church they wanted to form could only be formed within the context of a free society and a just and compassionate world. After a year of these conversations, they agreed that their covenant would be made primarily in the spirit of love, not creed, and the love was to serve their members and the greater community. These are our Unitarian ancestors I'm talking about. Slowly, over time, they did create this covenant, and it was codified in 1648 in what became known as the Cambridge Platform. And it shifted the locus of religious decision-making authority from kings and bishops to the gathered people. And we still largely use that form of governance today. Today, we might call the work of these ancestors an emergent ministry. That's the trendy word we're using these days. And what it means is intentionally creating space for something new to arise. Intentionally creating that space. Now, for years, Unitarian Universalists right here in Longmont, Colorado, have met in homes and coffee shops and parks and restaurants. They gather to nurture friendships, explore new ideas, and serve others. How many of you have been to a UU gathering in Longmont over the course of any years? Yeah. So in 2016, the Longmont UU Presence, or the LOOP, formed a steering committee and began the process of creating an organizational structure to better share our inclusive faith with the broader community, just like the people of Dedham did 300 years ago. This time, the people with a vision for something new were served by two root congregations, the UU Church of Boulder and us, joining forces to form a new emergent ministry, intentionally cultivating multicultural, multigenerational space to respond to the needs of our times. So join us today as we share history and stories and explore growing possibilities.